Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Christina, the Spiritual Navigator. Are you feeling stuck and struggling with your life purpose? Christina is highly intuitive and will help you to align your goals with the longings of your heart, overcome the emotional obstacles standing in your way, and take the next step. Get ready to call in and be part of the show. And now, help me to welcome Christina Carlin.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to be here tonight. I'm excited to be here with Angela, my co-host, and all the listeners who are wanting to call in and ask questions. How are you,
Angela? We're super excited. Hi, we're super excited tonight. We're trying Sunday night tonight. We hope that you are happy with that. We thought, let's start our week off with some mindfulness and get ourselves ready for the week ahead of us. So we thought, let's try it on a Sunday night. So we're glad if you're joining us tonight that you're here with us on a Sunday night to start your week off right. And we want to invite you to be part of our show. We're going to be talking about letting go of your past, and we're going to help you to visualize your future into existence. And we're going to do that tonight, and you can call and be part if you have a question. If you have something that has come up that you would like to bring to Christina, the number to call is 917-889-8092. Again, 917-889-8092. We'll be with you tonight for just an hour. So if you'd like to be part of our show, we do have some openings, so you can call in and do that. So Christina, I want to talk about our topic tonight. Our topic tonight is letting go of the past to visualize your future into existence. Can you expand on that?
Yes, I would love to. Before we get into our topic, the reason why I chose this topic is because this is one of my very first shows. It is my first show, and I wanted to start the show off kind of helping people to let go of their past and help them think about how they want to move forward in their future. And sometimes we cannot move forward in our future when we're still tied to the past. So I thought this was just a good topic, a good place to start with the show. So that's why I chose this topic.
And do you feel like the past keeps us from moving forward, keeps us from getting what we want?
I really do. I think when we live in the past and we're constantly playing the thoughts about the past, or it's like a loop that we're replaying over and over about our past, I think it keeps us from moving forward, and it also keeps us in a place that doesn't exist anymore. Think about that, because the past is gone. So if you're constantly reliving the past, playing out something that's happened in your past, good or bad, positive or negative, you're really living in a place that's gone, that doesn't exist. So I think it's much better to try to be in the moment. And then when you're in the moment, from that place of awareness, try to focus on what you're wanting to create and what you're wanting to bring in.
Would it be okay if we started with some grounding tonight? I know it's Sunday. You just had a weekend. You're looking at, you've made that mental shift over into your week and the things that are about to happen and what stresses are about to come in and the obstacles you're about to hit. And I thought it might be a great idea, if you're willing, Christina, to start us with kind of a grounding for our show tonight. Could you do that?
Yes, I would love to do that. But let me just start with a grounding kind of invocation, just getting us centered, getting us grounded. And then I would also like to do a longer meditation in the show, if time allows. Is that okay with you, Angela?
That sounds great. That? Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then let's go ahead and just get started with an open kind of meditation invocation. I would just ask all the listeners out there just to simply find a place where you can just get relaxed, either sitting down, lying down, whatever feels best for you. And just start by closing your eyes. Just allowing yourself to get into a deep, relaxed state. And I think the best way to do that is let's all just take a few deep breaths. Just breathing in through the nose and then breathing out through our mouth. And just doing that again, breathing in through our nose and releasing out our mouth. So I just want you to visualize and go ahead and plant your feet on the ground. If you're lying down, then just visualize your feet being on the ground. And visualize from the bottom of your feet, I want you to visualize roots as if they're roots growing from a very, very strong oak tree. Visualize these roots just growing into the grass, down through the ground. And what this is doing is it's grounding you to the earth. And just kind of bringing you into your body. Just allowing yourself to be in the room, letting go of all the busyness, all the rushing. Maybe you've just been going nonstop. So just let this be a place where you can relax. Breathe in and let go. And then visualizing roots growing from the bottom of your feet. Growing down, down, down into the universe, into the ground. And just visualize these roots going past all the dirt, the rocks. Just going down, down, down until you see precious gemstones. Maybe you see some emeralds, rubies, sapphires, diamonds. And just visualize these roots just wrapping around these precious gemstones that come from Mother Earth. Draw in the energy of each of these precious gemstones and draw them up all the way up through the bottom of your feet, all the way up through your legs, through your entire body. Visualize a white light going up from these precious gemstones all the way up through your body, out through the top of your head, going straight up. And this is just grounding you, relaxing you. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back into the room. We will continue with the show.
That's great, Christina. Now we feel calm. We all feel calm and ready to take on our week. So what's coming up for you out there? Do you have something in your past that you feel is keeping you from your greater success? Is there something unknown that you can't quite put your finger on that just seems to block you every time you're about to step out into something new and unfamiliar? If you have a question tonight, please do call in. to be part of our show, the number is 917-889-8092. And Christina, could you tell us a little bit about the work that you do and how you're helping people to overcome their blocks?
Yes, I would love to. So the work that I do is, I'm very, very, very passionate about it. I've been doing it now for about 12 years. And I also incorporate my intuitive gifts with my work. It's a calling that if you would have told me 15 years ago that I would be doing, I would absolutely have thought you've lost your mind and you were crazy. Because I was born with a sense of knowing, with intuition, with a psychic awareness, but I closed it down at an early age. At an early age, I didn't feel safe in using my gifts. I felt that it just wasn't normal. And the memory that sticks out to me the most is I can remember being about 8 or 9, and I went over to my aunt and uncle's house, and I knew that my uncle had slept on the couch. And I thought everybody knew this. I was not aware that not everybody knew this. And so when I asked my aunt why my uncle slept on the couch, you should have seen the look on her face. And the look on my mother's face, she was kind of like mortified. Like, what are you doing? Like, why would you say that to your aunt? And I could tell my aunt was embarrassed. So needless to say, once we got in the car, my mother made me know and feel right away that that was unacceptable. And so right then I thought, oh my goodness, I can't tell people what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling, what I'm getting, because not everybody knows. And so that's when I think I shut it down. And it wasn't till many, many, many years later when I found myself literally on the bathroom floor. And I would say I was going through a dark night of the soul. I'm sure you can relate, Angela. I'm sure you've had one of those nights yourself, and so can all the listeners. You know, it's a night when you feel hopeless. You feel like you just can't go on. So I was on the floor, and I was feeling very distraught. I was very depressed. I had just gone through a divorce. I had a year-and-a-half-year-old daughter, and my ex sent his new wife, who was also a friend of mine. Of course, she was no longer a friend, but he sent her to pick up my daughter, and I had to put my daughter in her arms and watch them drive away. And it was so unbearable. It was way too much. And this had me on the bathroom floor, just sobbing, feeling like this is hard. Being here, it's not easy, you know. And so I was depressed. And a couple of weeks later, I was talking to a friend, and I was telling her how depressed I was. I was telling her, I just didn't know how I was going to go on. And she recommended I start meditating. Mind you, this was 15 years ago when this was not the norm. Like, it was not mainstream meditation. So I kind of thought she was a little, you know, crazy. But she also brought a book, and she left it with me. And I decided to go ahead and start meditating and using some of the exercises in the book. And I started meditating. And during those meditations, I feel like that's when my gifts reopened. That's when I got connected again to the divine. And that's when he gave me a message. That's when I heard, you are here to awaken people. You are here to help people. You have gifts and you need to use them. And it felt like that's what I was here to do. And so, that's what I did. I went ahead and got some friends together that I felt like, you know, they'd be open to it. And I asked them if I could share my gifts with them if I could practice. They said yes. And so that's what I started doing. And so that was the beginning of me stepping into my gifts. That was the beginning of me stepping into my calling. And that's kind of what has led me even to be on the show tonight.
Wow, that's an incredible story. And your gifts that you offer to people, what is it that you can see and that you can do?
Well, I've done a lot of one-on-one coaching with people. So basically they come into my office, they sit in front of me, and I always connect to the divine. I always start with a sacred prayer or meditation, just as we did this call, just to kind of get the client centered and grounded, get me connected to the divine, which I call God. And I kind of connect to God. I get grounded. I get connected to the divine. They're in front of me. And then I start hearing, feeling, sensing things about the client in front of me. I'll start sharing with them what I'm picking up, what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling, what I'm getting. And we have a nice back and forth dialogue. And what I have found is my gift is to really be able to look at a person, and the divine usually takes me right to a pain point in their energy field that they're holding on to within their body. And once I see that pain point, then I can help them start peeling back the layers of the onion of what's holding them back, what's keeping them stuck, what's keeping them in lack. And from there, we work through it. And I do this by clearing their energy field. I do this by downloading. I call it downloading because we really try to shift them into a new way of being, a new way of seeing their life, a new way of believing in themselves. And it's very, very powerful. I have seen a lot of clients move in a direction that's just opened up a lot of doors for them.
And you've done that for me as well. You've really helped me to clear some of those blocks. So I truly understand in how you can help those that are out there. Why did you decide you wanted to take your gifts to the radio?
Well, okay, so let me back up a minute. That's a very good question. So there I was doing one-on-one, and I worked with a chiropractor. And the way that I was led to the chiropractor is the same way that I was guided and led to do this radio show. I started, like I said, practicing with family and friends that trusted me to kind of read for them, to kind of, you know, for me to tell them what was in store for them, where were their blocks, where were they not moving forward in their life? And one day when I was in meditation, I heard, you're going to work with a doctor. And I thought, okay. I was thinking MD, you know, a doctor of like MD and a medical doctor. I was not thinking a chiropractor. But that's what happened. They literally heard that I should go to Craigslist. And this was back when a lot of people were going to Craigslist. It was kind of the norm. And so I went to Craigslist. I went under health and wellness, and I saw an ad from a chiropractor who was looking for a massage therapist / healer. And I thought, you know what? That's me. I did not even pay attention to the massage therapist part. I just thought, I'm a healer. I'm going to answer this ad. So I answered the ad. She interviewed me and was blown away. And right away, she said, I'm going to start sending a few clients who I feel, or patients rather, that I feel that would be open to your work. And so that's what she did. And that was the start of 10 years of working with her, going back and forth, you know, me seeing her patients. Then I would send people to her as well. And we kind of had this nice back and forth relationship. But about 2 years ago, I got another message, and the message was, you have to get out of that office and you have to do group work. You have to do your work in a bigger way because people are wanting to shift. They're wanting to find out what they're here to do in life. They're feeling stuck. They're feeling hopeless. They're feeling like, I don't know where to get started. I just know there's something more that I need to learn, I need to do in life, and I don't have a clue as to how. So the radio show felt like it would be a good way, and the next segue into getting out there, into doing groups, into kind of getting practice in reading more than one person. And it's just something I felt strongly about. And I just kept putting it out there that when the time was ready, which it felt now, that I would be able to start a radio show so that I could connect to people from all over and I could really start doing more than one person at a time and follow the message that I was given. And so that's why I'm here on the radio show. And thanks to you, you know, believing in me and my work and saying yes and helping me, that it's now a reality. And so this is kind of what the show's about, you know, getting out of the past to speak and visualize your future. And so I guess I had to let go of my past fears. I had to let go of, you know, that I wasn't supposed to use my gifts. I had to let go of just seeing clients one-on-one, and I had to move forward, and I kept visualizing the radio show. I kept saying I wanted a radio show, and from there, here we are.
Wow. That's amazing. And some of the things that you're offering here on the radio show is really pretty incredible, because you told me you wanted to create a platform where callers can come in from all over the country and you can do what you call speed reads for them. And that's something we're offering on all of our shows. But if you want to be part of this first one, the number is 917-889-8092. So can you talk about a speed read and explain for the callers who may not know the vernacular on that, what that means?
Sure, absolutely. So basically they would just, well, let me back up a minute. So moving forward with my gifts, as I got the nudge and the call to do this radio show, another piece of my gift came in. And that was these wonderful ascended masters, light masters. I call them the Illuminated Collective because they're such pure source energy. They do not live in a body. They are just in a higher place of existence. I call higher consciousness. That's where they're at. That's where they kind of live. And so they gave me a message. I was kind of like in the theta brainwave. I was meditating. The theta brainwave is the brainwave you go to right before you go to sleep. Right before you go to sleep and right before you go into the delta brainwave, you're in theta. And theta is the same brainwave that monks sit and chant in for hours and hours and hours. And so right before you go into the delta brainwave, you're in theta, and I was in theta, and I saw myself in this beautiful library. And while I was sitting in that beautiful library, that is when these six, I'll call them angelic light beings, came to me. I'm sorry, excuse me, 12 angelic light beings, six on each side of me, and their energy does feel like the energy of the disciples. So they're very benevolent, high conscious energy. So going back to your question, as callers call in and ask a question, I'm connected to the divine. I've also invited the Illuminated Collective to be with me on this call. And so callers merely have to call in and ask a question about their life. It can be about finances. It can be about career. Can be life purpose, relationship, doesn't matter. Just you ask your question, and then I channel the answer back to you. And it's usually in the form of a message. So it's that simple. It's that easy that it just kind of comes to me and I go with it. So hopefully that helps callers understand how the process works.
Are you particularly tuned to women or men, or does it matter when you are doing your reading?
Nope, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I mean, anybody can call in, can ask a question. It really doesn't matter at all. Totally, whoever feels guided to ask a question. So it yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you have the gift to spread to all.
Yes.
And we want to help those who are specifically that are in business and are trying to hit blocks. Any type of situation, of course, you can call in. But we hope to help those in business because we find that they don't necessarily look to clear their blocks. They just try to mite through it. And that's not the answer, is it, Christina?
No, it's certainly not. And yeah, I would love to help people in business. I've had people come to me before in business and they're feeling stuck, or maybe they're wanting to hire a new person in business. Maybe, you know, there's two people they're trying to choose from and they can't make a decision. And so they will ask me, you know, which one should I choose? So I've done readings, you know, for people in business around, you know, what person should I hire? Maybe they're wanting to add to their business. Will this be a good time to expand in my business? I've done that as well. So, it can be, like I said, all areas.
Do you see consistencies when you're speaking and reading for different people about types of blocks that they encounter? I know tonight is
fear.
We're talking about our past, so
yeah, fear. Fear is a big one that I see that comes up a lot for people. They get really stuck in fear, and getting stuck in the past. You know, that's another big one. You know, just not being able to move forward, and a lot of times the reasons why they're stuck in the past is because of fear. So fear paralyzes people. Fear keeps them from moving forward. Fear keeps them in the past. And, you know, there's another thing too that's interesting about the past is living in the past also includes clutter. So in other words, if you have a closet that's just full of old clothes or clothes that you're holding on to that you can't seem to let go of, that can be keeping you stuck in the past too. It can be keeping you stuck into not being able to let go and not being able to release. And the longer you hold on to those clothes that you're not wearing or that are just taking up space, it's like you're not going to be able to bring anything new in. Holding on to the clutter, holding on to items in your closet that you know that you'll never wear again or that you've outgrown, or maybe they have memories, that keeps you stuck in the past. And it doesn't allow you to move forward into the future. Another thing is even like a garage. A garage can also keep you stuck, can keep you from moving forward. If you have a bunch of your garage is just full of things and you can't seem to clear out the clutter and in your garage, it's disorganized. So I guess the tip for today that I would like to say about getting out of the past and moving forward is look at your life and look, where are you holding on to clutter? Is it in your garage? Is it in your closet? Is it in your car? You know, what are you ready to release? What are you ready to let go of? And in releasing and letting go of these things, that's going to help you bring in new situations, new people, just new blessings to come into your life. Does that make sense, Angela?
It completely makes sense to me. And that's something actually that you're helping guide me through, because I've had successes in my past that I have not moved on from completely, and they still kind of tag at me, and I can see it, because you could see it in my office. Like, I've been recently been plagued by my office. I didn't even want to be in my office, because my office was full of ghosts of a previous business, of a previous success, of something that was a different time that is no longer this time. So I didn't want to even be in my office. I was doing my work on my kitchen table on my laptop, even though I had this beautiful office, and it just didn't make any sense to me. And that was why. It was because it's holding all this, and what you mentioned to me and suggested is that I needed to change the energy, because even though I had cleared it out, there were still all of these things that were attached to this old business, this old success. And until I changed that energy, I wouldn't want to be in there. And that has been valuable counsel. And I am in process of that. It's not done yet. I'll keep you posted. But just the process of moving things around changed the energy to where I could actually come into my office and do work in my office and not want to leave it quickly. So thank you for that.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you're making progress. And let me ask you this, since you're clearing out and you're making progress, have you noticed a shift in your life and things starting to move in a different direction and taking off for you in a different way?
I have felt a lightness that I haven't felt in a while, and I'm starting to envision a different use of the space for me, and how it could help me to move into that next place and what I really want it to be. And that's exciting, as opposed to just stirring and being in what it once was, thinking about what it could be and what it could open for me. And I'm sure things are starting to percolate now, as far as doors that are being opened, but it's definitely different, and different is always good, I think.
I agree.
Absolutely. I wanted to tell you, we had a caller on the line. Do you have a minute to take a call?
Absolutely. Would love to.
Okay. Well, we have Nora on the line. I'm going to have her join us. She has a question for you. Nora, are you with us?
I am. Hey, Christina.
You are live.
Nora.
You can ask your question.
Great. Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call. So my question is, what's your best advice for someone struggling with PTSD, which I feel like is kind of like a physical manifestation of the past that's now, you know, plaguing someone in the future, because it's just kind of, I guess, reliving things in the present that may be impacting someone's health. How can you kind of like reset the nervous system to you know, get into a state of rest and digest versus living in a fight or flight mode all the time?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking that, Nora. Well, sometimes people don't even realize that their body is holding on to stress. They don't even realize that they're in stress mode. For example, I remember one time I went, the chiropractor that I was working with, I went to the office, and she was there, and I walked in, and she looked at me and she goes, "I need to adjust you before you see your first client. I can tell your body is holding on to stress, and you really need an adjustment." And I looked at her because I was like, "Really? No, I'm fine." But I had just broken up with a boyfriend, and the night before I had cried my eyes out, and the night before that I had cried my eyes out. But today I woke up, I felt fine, I felt more normal, I didn't cry, I felt like I was okay. And she put me on the table, and she was kind of like rocking my head back and forth and just pressing, you know, different areas around my shoulders. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're holding on to grief. So we're going to adjust your neck and we're going to let that grief go. And she adjusted my neck. And when she did that, it was like she pulled this string out of me and opened up the floodgates for me just to start bawling. I mean, I just started bawling on her table. And she left. She left the room quietly so I could have my peace, so that I could cry it out. And when I sat up, and then about 10 minutes later, she came back in to check on me. I was sitting up, and I looked at her, and I go, wow, I had no idea that I was holding on to that grief in my body. I had no idea that I was so stressed out, that I was holding on to that in my body. So to answer your question, sometimes you can't even tell that you're walking around in the flight or flight mode. You can't tell that your body is stressed out. You can't tell that, you know, you think you're relaxed, you think you're okay, but your body is saying something different. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So that's just me answering in just kind of like an answer, but I want to answer in a very intuitive way now, and I want to use my gifts to answer the question. So 1 minute, and then let me just see what they want to channel. Remember, it's Illuminated Collective and the Divine that will be channeling. So let me see their answer, because that was my answer. That was my experience that I wanted you to hear, because I thought that was profound. I thought, wow, you know, we walk around holding on to so much, and it makes our body feel that it is in dis-ease, which is which can add and manifest into disease. So it's so key that we, just like we're talking today, let things go, especially letting things go from our past. So key into moving forward, into creation. So one moment, let me answer your question.
Okay.
Well, the first thing that I get about you is you do not know how to trust, and you don't know how to just relax and let go. They're making me feel like your mind just goes and goes and goes and goes, and it's just very, very, very busy. So you're constantly on a loop of just, you know, am I doing it right? What about this? Will this happen? Oh my gosh, should I do this step? And it's like you're, instead of being in the past, you're opposite. You're like overthinking, and you're overthinking about the future. So that can be just as bad as living in the past. Overthinking the future that's not even here yet can be bad. So what they're telling me for you is really what you're going to have to do is find ways to stay in the moment. Stay in the moment and not allow your mind to wander, you know, into the what ifs or the how comes or how can I change. You're going to have to just stay focused, stay in the moment, and always, I'm hearing, redirect yourself. Always redirect yourself. And you also have a tendency to worry. That's what I'm hearing, worry. You have a tendency to keep constantly thinking about the future and stressing out about the future and all the, you know, can I do this? Should I do that? You know, and then at the same time, you're overthinking things and you're worrying.
Definitely is true.
So what do you think that's about? I'm just curious. I'd like to maybe help you with this. Like, why do you think maybe it's hard for you to not stress out or not overthink it? What do you think is one of the things that makes it hard for you to trust and to stay in the moment?
Oh, I think I probably just don't make enough time in my daily life to, you know, get connected to source I think I am on Instagram too much and I have all these distractions, so I maybe forget how powerful Source is. And if I just actually was diligent about, you know, daily prayer, journaling, all of that, because there have been times in my life when I've been very, you know, did that every single day and I saw results all the time, but I think I've just gotten distracted, lazy, I don't know, you know, out of touch with being centered in faith. So I feel like that could really help if I do that, if I actually make time in every single day, and that would reinforce, you know, that I should trust and stop worrying.
Exactly. And I think sometimes too, just, do you meditate? Because I don't know, for you, it feels like that would be a good tool for you that's coming in.
I don't, but I really should. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should try it, because I'm feeling like that would be, you know, a good tool for you to start practicing. It's not going to be easy, but I think what it will do, it'll give your mind something to concentrate and something to focus on. And then from there, you'll relax. And from there, maybe answers will come.
Right. Okay.
That's coming in for you. It's coming in for you to meditate. And if you can't meditate on your own, because some people have a hard time meditating by themselves, I would suggest get some music, get a guided meditation, and just allow yourself to listen to the guided meditation. But while you're listening to the guided meditation, maybe at the same time you're asking yourself questions about your life, you know, questions that you're wanting answers to, but just ask, and then maybe throughout your next day or maybe a few minutes later, you'll get a sensation of feeling, a nudge that might answer your question. Or maybe the next day you'll get an answer to what you were looking for in your meditation that you kept asking. But it's just going to give your brain something to do. It's going to give your brain a way to stay focused. It's going to give your brain a way to not be in the mind chatter and to redirect you to kind of going within. Mm-hmm. And starting to get answers for yourself. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
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 I would say start there, because that would also help you with your stress and your anxiety.
Okay.
So it really benefits many, many, many situation. It benefits two things for you: the stress, the anxiety, the PTSD, and then it also benefits getting clear and keeping you in the moment and helping you with answers about your life.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and please stay on the line, because we'd like to gift you something for calling in tonight. And so if you'll stay on the line and stay with us, we will be gifting you with a gift for calling in to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Christina, we have another caller. Maureen is on the line. Can you take another call?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Hello, Maureen. You are live on Ask Christina. We'd love to hear your question.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes, as Christina knows, I have used her many times, and I always tell her she's the real deal. I love her.
Aw, thank you, Maureen, and thank you for calling on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So my question was, I have been doing a lot of cleaning out of my house and letting go of things, and I had a question about like certain items that were my family members, and does it hold their energy? Does it hold their spirit?
Ooh, I love that question. You know, I would say yes. I would say everything has an energetic vibration around it. And so if you have this goes for anybody listening. If you have a lot of things in your house that belong to a family member that maybe has passed, or maybe they're still alive, but they just gifted it to you, it will hold their energy. And if you, and you can bring that energy into your home. So it doesn't mean it's a bad thing, and it doesn't mean that it's something that's not pleasant. It just means if you want to have those items that you've gotten, either as a gift from a loved one, or maybe it's a friend that gave you something from a loved one, and you just kind of want to clear the energy around it so that you have it in your home and it's kind of released energy, and it can now just be in your house, and you can give it the energy that you want to give it, or it can take on your energy. All I suggest you do is if it's something that's not big and bulky, and you can take it outside under the full moon. When we have a full moon, that's a good time to take your stones or to take anything outside and put it outside, like, and so that it can get the energy of the full moon, it can get the light of the full moon, and it can receive a very good cleansing from the energy of the full moon. If it's a big item, like say it's a dresser or it's a big piece of furniture that maybe was your grandmother's, then what you can do with those items is just basically just put your hands out, like fan out your fingers, and then just put your hands over the item. And then you can kind of send intention to the dresser or to the piece of furniture. And you could just say and call in the divine and just ask the divine through you, clear this piece of furniture that might be holding on to, you know, past memories, but it's just, you're ready for it to be released so that it can be clear, it can be in your home, and it can receive the love that you'd like to give it. So that's something, those are things that you can do. That's a very good question. So that way you can receive these gifts, bring them into your home, and they're yours, and they're yours to kind of start letting the energy merge with you and your family. I hope that was helpful and answered your question.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Thank you so much. That does help a lot. And thank you very much for sharing your gifts.
Thank you. Thank you again for calling in. And as I told Nora, please stay on the line so that we can get you a special gift for calling in tonight. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So I think this is a good time, Angela, to go into my second meditation.
That sounds great. We brought a lot of things up, things and attachments and clutter and personal experience. So this is wonderful. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, I do too. And it was all good stuff, good conversation. And thank you again, Nora and Maureen, for calling in, and let's go into the meditation. So I just would ask everybody again just to get very still and relax. And just take a few deep breaths. Just allowing yourself to breathe in and out. Just relaxing. Now I want you to visualize yourself just being relaxed. And I want you to visualize that you're walking down a long hallway. And as you see yourself walking down this long hallway, I want you to visualize that there's an elevator that you come to. go ahead and see yourself pushing the button. See the elevator doors opening. And as they open, see yourself going into the elevator. Go ahead and see yourself pushing the button to take you up to the 100th floor, all the way up. So visualize yourself going up, 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 up the elevator. Going all the way up. All the way up. And as you're going up, you're feeling more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. Going all the way up until you get to the 100th floor. The elevator doors open. You see yourself going through the elevator. And once you get off the elevator, you are in this beautiful place. It's like a magical amusement park. It's just beautiful, and there's all kinds of rides. And you walk over to this ride, and you see yourself kind of getting in the car and strapping yourself, being strapped in, strapping yourself in. And you visualize that this ride takes off. And this is a ride that's taking you into your future. It's a magical ride taking you into your future. And as the ride is started, and you look on each side of you, I want you to notice what's around you. What are you seeing? What does it look like? What does your surroundings look like? Where are you at? What kind of things are you seeing? Is it a certain place? Are you at a park? Are you at your office? Are you in a new job? Are you in a new car? Like, where are you at? And notice if there's anybody with you in the scene. Maybe it's a boyfriend. Maybe it's your mom, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a girlfriend. Just who's with you in this scene, and where are y'all, and what are you doing? Look at what you're wearing. What are you wearing? Is there a scene going on around you? Are there people? If so, what are they saying? Are they saying anything to you? What smells are you smelling? What sounds are you hearing? And how does it make you feel to be in this scene that's your future, this scene that feels so real? It's actually happening right now. It's here now. And you're living it. You're feeling it. You're talking to whoever is in this scene with you. What are you doing, feeling, sensing what's going on in the scene. And I want you to visualize in this scene, there's someone in the scene, whether it's a stranger or someone that's with you, they hand you a piece of paper. Take the piece of paper and open it up. Read what the message says for you. Because this message is a message for you to bring back with you into the here and now. It's a message for you to implement in your life now. So go ahead and open the piece of paper, read your message. And then just find yourself walking back to the elevator. Find yourself in the elevator, pushing the button to return to the ground floor. And then visualize that you're back now, here where you started, in your chair, back in the room, listening to my voice. And just taking a few deep breaths back into the room. You've just returned and you're now back in the room. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And you're back into the room. So we're back, Angela. How was that for you? So we are back from our meditation. We may have lost Angela for a minute. So that's just an example of how you can get into like flow state, get into a meditation. That is how you can just, you know, have yourself relax, have yourself breathe, and really allow yourself to take yourself to another place. You know, really meditation is just using your imagination. That's all it is. It's using your imagination to create a visualization around anything that you want, anything that you think will help you to manifest more of what you're wanting. That's basically what I did tonight. I just took you through a meditation / visualization about your future self. And so, yeah, that's really the key to meditating. So let's see, did we have Angela back?
Christina, yeah, that was wonderful. Yes, that was wonderful. Oh, we have just a minute left, but we have one more caller.
Okay.
We're going to take one more caller tonight. We want to thank everyone who's been listening tonight, who's been on our call and been part of our official launch of the Ask Christina Show. And we want to invite you to subscribe and be reminded when we have our future shows so that you can continue to be part of this journey with us and hear our progress. And we want to hear yours. And be part of your progress to break through those blocks and get through the things in the past that are holding you back and move forward. Because we are here for you, as Christina said, we've begun the show to reach out to where we can increase the people that we can touch, that she can help, and we want you to be part of those people and part of our tribe. So we invite you to be part of that. And the call-in number will always be the same. And you can check out more information about Christina at ChristinaCarlin.com. That's Christina, C-A-R-L-I-N.com. And she has a few additional offerings. If you want to work with her further, you can do a one-to-one with her. And then she has some cruise information coming up, which we'll talk on our next show. But since we are short on time, Christina, I want to introduce you to Alexis. She called in. Alexis, are you on the line?
Yes.
We would love to hear your question. Welcome to the Ask Christina show.
Awesome. Yes, thanks welcome. For having me. Thanks for taking my question. So I have a question regarding my love life. And it's kind of personal, but it's something that I want to work on. So I'm just going to be vulnerable and ask anyway. So my question is, I have a big resistance when it comes to like intimacy. And there's somebody that I've started seeing who I really like and I connect with and want to open up to and express myself like fully, but every time like we just like get close to one another or he like initiates just like a kiss, I just like notice my body like really tensing up and I kind of freeze and don't allow myself to just be present. So I was wondering if you have like any advice for me as far as just kind of allowing myself to just kind of be in the moment and opening up.
Well, your question fits perfectly into our topic today because what we are getting and feeling for you is you are living in the past in terms of your hurt that you've inquired from past relationships. And so what it's done, it's closed down your heart. And so every time you feel him wanting to invite you in to get closer, you're resisting on some level because of the fear that's attached to your past relationships. So we would say, you know, doing some self-care and really working through all the disappointment and hurt from your past and letting that go and working through it will help you to open your heart again. It's really about opening your heart. And it's also about you knowing that you can be safe in opening your heart. Because when you allow yourself to open your heart, you're going to allow yourself to receive. And so we're getting closing your heart even to his love is also closing you to receiving your good, which could be in the form of abundance. Think about that. When your heart is closed and you're close to receiving, you're not only closed to letting the love that he would want to give you, but even allowing abundance or other things that want to come in for you to flow in. So we would say start there. Be gentle on yourself. Maybe you write yourself, a forgiveness letter and let you be easy on yourself and allow yourself to let go or allow yourself to not be so hard on yourself, but rather make it a letter to forgive yourself and forgive others that have hurt you knowingly or unknowingly, and then burn it as a symbolic sign as I'm going to let all that go. I'm going to let myself, you know, not be so hard on myself. I'm going to let the fear go that I've been holding on to. I'm going to let all the past hurts and pains go. I'm going to start clean slate, and I'm going to really work on opening my heart. I would say that would be very key, and it would be a good start for you.
That was very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for being brave and for everyone that called on the show tonight. I'm so thrilled and so excited to have been here, to be part of the show, to answer questions. And like the other two, please stay on the line so Angela can help you with your free gift. And thank you again for calling in.
Yes, and we are wrapping up this show. We just have a few seconds left. Christina, I want to thank you for sharing your gifts with those who called in, for everyone who's listening. And we want to remind you that this is our first show, so there is more to come. So please follow us be sure to catch us on our next show and be sure to join us on this journey of breaking through your past to find out what your future can hold and the possibilities that are there for you. So, Christina, any closing thoughts before we leave tonight?
No, it's just my heart is so open, so grateful for the show, so grateful for you, Angela, so grateful for the calls, and I just want to leave with a little ending blessing. And so basically just that we all can go into our week feeling abundant, feeling ready, feeling recharged, feeling ready for the gifts that want to come in to our life now, feeling empowered and inspired. I leave you with love and light and infinite blessings.